This is the European Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the European Debrief by Atlas News, where we take an in-depth look at the latest stories from the region and show you their broader context. Starting off, in a move that significantly strains relations with its longtime ally, Armenia announced on February 22nd that it is freezing cooperation with the Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO. The CSTO, often described as Russia's answer to NATO, is a military alliance composed of several former Soviet republics, including Armenia. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan expressed his dissatisfaction with the CSTO, particularly its response to recent conflicts with Azerbaijan. He stated that the alliance has not fulfilled its objectives, implying a lack of support during the 2021 and 2022 clashes with Azerbaijan, where Armenia lost control of significant territory. This freezing of cooperation doesn't constitute an official withdrawal from the CSTO, but it certainly raises the possibility. It marks a significant escalation in tensions between Armenia and Russia, traditionally close allies. Armenia has accused both Russia and the CSTO of failing to assist them adequately in the face of Azeri aggression. It's worth noting that despite this development, the Russian military base stationed in Armenia will remain operational. This is because its presence is governed by a separate treaty not directly linked to the CSTO. Russia, through its presidential press secretary, has downplayed the situation, claiming no official communication regarding Armenia's decision to freeze cooperation. They have requested clarification from the Armenian government, hoping for a peaceful resolution to the situation. Understanding the context behind this decision is crucial. Armenia's frustration with the CSTO stems from perceived failures to act during recent conflicts with Azerbaijan. These conflicts, particularly the violent clashes of 2022, resulted in significant territorial losses and casualties for Armenia. In both instances, Armenian pleas for assistance from the CSTO were reportedly denied. Next, we'll be discussing the recent visit of Western leaders to Ukraine, the ongoing fight against Russia, and the lingering concerns about the war's impact, commemoration, and continued support. Nearly 2 years into the conflict, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and other Western leaders visited Ukraine to pay tribute to their soldiers and reiterate their support. This gesture comes at a crucial time as Ukraine experiences both hope and hardship. President Zelensky emphasized the sacrifices made during the 730-day war, expressing unwavering determination. "We will win on the best day of our lives." Western leaders echoed this sentiment, pledging to stand by Ukraine until they achieve freedom. However, the visit was clouded by anxieties about the future. Ukrainian forces faced dwindling ammunition supplies, and a vital U.S. aid bill remained stalled in the House of Representatives. This delay fuels concerns in Ukraine and Europe, where the recent capture of Avdiivka by Russian forces highlights the potential consequences of inadequate support. Beyond the immediate conflict, the event underscored broader concerns about European security. The possibility of Russia expanding its aggression beyond Ukraine is a growing worry, prompting European countries to contemplate self-reliance in defense matters. The war's impact extends far beyond the battlefield. The reported death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny in prison, while unconfirmed, adds a layer of complexity to the already volatile situation. Meanwhile, across Europe and beyond, gatherings were held to commemorate the war and express solidarity with Ukraine. These events serve as a powerful reminder of the human cost of the conflict and the global reach of its consequences. While supplemental aid is being offered to bolster Ukrainian ammunition supplies, the fate of the stalled aid bill remains central to the immediate future. President Biden's criticism of Republican opposition to the bill reflects the anxieties surrounding the potential delay in securing critical resources for Ukraine. As the war grinds on, so does the uncertainty. Will the West continue to stand united in its support for Ukraine? How will the war impact the larger European security landscape? These are questions with no easy answers, and we'll continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as they unfold. Now, after a long and winding road, Sweden has finally secured its place as NATO's 32nd member. The Hungarian Parliament overwhelmingly approved Sweden's bid, removing the last obstacle and finalizing a process that began 2 years ago. Sweden's journey to NATO began in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While both Sweden and Finland initiated their membership bids simultaneously, Sweden's path was significantly more protracted, awaiting approval from Turkey and Hungary. Turkey initially blocked the bids due to concerns about the Nordic countries' relations with Kurdish groups, some of whom Turkey considers terrorists. Extensive negotiations between Turkey and the two countries led to an eventual resolution, with Turkey approving Sweden's accession in January. Hungary, while signaling its support for both Sweden and Finland joining NATO, had delayed its approval, citing a need for respect from the two nations. This demand stemmed from frequent criticism directed at Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and his policies, both by Sweden and Finland as well as the European Union. Through a series of diplomatic engagements, culminating in a meeting between Prime Minister Orban and his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson on February 23rd, these differences were finally bridged. Orban described the meeting as marking the end of a long process to rebuild trust. Hungary's approval signifies not only Sweden's inclusion in NATO, but also a strengthening of bilateral ties between the two nations. This newfound cooperation is further exemplified by Hungary's recent purchase of Swedish JAS-39 Gripen fighter jets, highlighting their commitment to a closer partnership as future NATO allies. Sweden's official entry into NATO marks a significant development in the geopolitical landscape. This comes at a crucial time, as the alliance navigates the complexities of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. While this chapter concludes a lengthy process, it undoubtedly opens a new era of cooperation and collective security within the alliance. Next, recent statements from Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan regarding a freeze in cooperation with the Russia-led Collective Security Treaty Organization, CSTO, have sparked confusion and raised concerns. This episode adds another layer to the already complex relationship between Armenia and Russia. Initially, Pashinyan's announcement lacked specifics, leaving the nature and consequences of the freeze unclear. However, he later clarified that it currently translates to no permanent Armenian representative in the CSTO, non-participation in high-level meetings. While this constitutes a de facto suspension of relations, Armenia has not yet officially withdrawn from the organization. Pashinyan justified the freeze, citing the CSTO's alleged shortcomings in fulfilling its obligations towards Armenia, particularly during the 2021 and 2022 border conflicts with Azerbaijan. Armenia accuses the CSTO of failing to provide assistance when requested. Russia strongly condemned the freeze and rejected Armenia's accusations of neglecting its duties. They maintained that assistance was offered but ultimately refused by Armenia. Additionally, Russia criticizes Armenia's decision to accept an EU observer mission instead of the CSTO's proposed monitoring mission. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions between Armenia and Russia. While Armenia seeks alternative security arrangements, Russia expresses concerns about these developments and the potential impact on regional stability. Several critical questions remain unanswered. Will Armenia formally withdraw from the CSTO? How will this freeze impact Armenia's security situation? Will Russia take any retaliatory actions? Finally, the recent destruction of a US-made M1A1 Abrams tank in Ukraine has sparked discussions about the vulnerability of even the most advanced armored vehicles. This incident, attributed to a Russian drone attack, serves as a stark reminder of the ever-evolving nature of warfare and the need for continuous adaptation. The Abrams, renowned for its robust armor and firepower, has historically prioritized crew safety. Features such as blowout panels and blast doors minimize the impact of explosions, allowing crews a controlled escape route. Initial assessments indicate the panels functioned as intended, potentially saving the crew. Smoke emanating from the turret after the attack raises questions about the tank's ultimate fate. It's unclear whether the ammunition door remained open or if secondary munitions were detonated after crew evacuation, a common tactic to prevent capture. The incident highlights several crucial aspects beyond the physical destruction of the tank. Recovering valuable equipment amidst rapid military advances presents substantial challenges. The earlier loss of an M1150 assault breacher vehicle underlines the critical nature of specialized equipment and the high stakes involved in maintaining technological superiority. This event underscores the constant need for strategic and technological innovation to counter emerging threats. Drones, once considered niche tools, now pose significant threats to sophisticated equipment. The incident raises questions about the potential role of active protection systems, APS, in mitigating such attacks. These systems, successfully employed by Israel on the Merkava tank, might have altered the outcome. The destruction of the Abrams tank serves as a wake-up call, emphasizing the need for continuous adaptation and innovation. As warfare evolves, the gap between offensive capabilities and defensive measures needs to be narrowed through rapid advancements in protective technologies. This situation reminds us that even the most advanced equipment remains vulnerable in a dynamic and ever-changing battlefield. This has been the European Debrief by Atlas News.